The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, as the Champions Cup final approaches, we thought we'd take a deep dive into French rugby, and I'm joined by Cameron Hill of Off the Ball. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, the tradition of rugby in France runs deep.
Yeah, I thought with the Leinster fans heading over, if you weren't at the Rugby World Cup last year, you mightn't have a sense of just how much French fans love their rugby and what they bring to the table. So I thought it might be handy to give a quick guide on what to expect if you're going to London this weekend.
Okay, now, we have our Fields of Athenry. Do they have a song?
They do. They have La Peña Bayana in French, the Bayonne Gang, and it describes the fans who proudly wear the blue and white scarves of Aviron Bayonne. It's a song from the rugby heartland in the Basque region in southwest France. If you go to Stade Jean Doge for a match day, it's one of those sporting bucket list items you just have to experience. And I do think we have a clip of La Peña Bayonne from the Bayonne Festival. It's absolutely incredible. Have a listen.
Now, if you're a Leinster fan, Cameron, that's absolutely terrifying.
Absolutely. And it is the French Fields of Athenry. And I had no idea until I went over to France last year. They actually have a tradition around the song. So everybody sits down in a kind of rock the boat sort of conga line, sits down on the ground, and you go to the top of the queue, jump on the line, and they carry you all the way down the line to the back, and then you start carrying the next person, and it's sort of like a conveyor belt of people. It's incredible. Once the first few bars of that song come on, everybody just quickly looks around and sits down on the ground in a line. It has to be seen to be believed, but it blew me away.
Now, there is a festival in Bayonne.
Yeah, so a group of friends, rugby players from Bayonne, Aviron Bayonne, and regulars at the San Fermin Festival in Pamplona, which is where the running of the bulls takes place, they decided to create the Bayonne Festival in the same spirit of San Fermin. The mayor, Joseph Garat, and his municipal council approved the concept and entrusted the organisation of these events to the group of merrymakers who 2 years later, on the 13th of May in 1934, were crowned French rugby champions against their bitter rivals, their neighbours, Biarritz. So it features dawn serenades, passe-roux, concerts, that song that if you see on YouTube, that was from the 2018 edition of the festival. It's absolutely thronged with people. It takes place in May and it's an absolute must-see.
Okay, so all these traditions, they run very, very deep indeed. And there's even a patron of rugby, Notre Dame du Rugby, the chapel at La Rivière Saint-Savin.
Yeah, so this is a small village close to Mont-de-Marsan, which is a rugby heartland, a huge rugby town. And in 1956, Michel Diver, a rugby fan, was sent to the parish as a parish priest to the region. And he found this old church beneath loads of different brambles, the decrepit, dilapidated church. Three young rugby players were killed in a car accident nearby, and he became determined to honour their memories and protect other players of the region's beloved sport. So he got to work renovating the abandoned chapel. It's now a shrine to rugby, so there's glass artwork picturing or depicting Jesus huddled in a scrum, throwing a ball, and even depicting him as a young child clutching a rugby ball while settled in his mother's lap. So there's, if you see the images of inside this church, loads of different memorabilia from around the world has been donated. There's rugby balls, trophies, ribbons you'll find in the shrine, and the guest book lies open at the altar full of messages honouring lost rugby players. They even have their own prayer. So stand beside us to give us strength and desire in our quest to victory, but also stand beside us in the terrible scrum of existence until we emerge victorious in the great game of life. So it really is a religious experience down there.
And finally, there was a dark chapter in French rugby during World War II.
Yeah, as you probably know, France has a complicated history, a legacy with World War II. So when Marcel Pétain took over Vichy France, he took a lot of the assets from Rugby League, which is the professional wing of rugby at that time, and outlawed the game, took all the assets and gifted it to a lot of the rugby union clubs, which is why a lot of rugby union clubs in France have this sort of legacy wealth. It comes from that dark collaborative chapter in French history. But there's also a resistance angle. They commemorate heroism. So Clermont-Auvergne, one of the biggest rugby clubs in France, they were founded by Marcel Michelin of The Michelin. They formed a sports club for the tire company's employees back in 1919. Now, Marcel worked for the resistance during the Second World War. He was caught by the Gestapo, deported to Buchenwald with his son, and died in January 1945. His other sons, Philippe and Hubert, served in the RAF, while Jean-Pierre, their father, died in the liberation of Corsica in 1943. And Clermont Stadium, Stade Marcel Michelin, is named after the founder and war hero. So a complicated legacy, but thankfully some heroism commemorated as well.
And what of Toulouse itself?
So they were founded in 1907. Their famous red and black jerseys are inspired by the traditional costumes worn by the capitouls, or members of Toulouse's medieval city council. And the iconic logo you might know of the T overlapping the S is taken from the monogram of St. Thomas Aquinas, whose body is kept in Toulouse's famous Jacobin convent.
My goodness, what an extraordinary set of stories, Cameron. And it shows the depth of fervour that will be facing Leinster as they take on Toulouse.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we do have live comms of the Champions Cup final between Leinster and Toulouse. Cohen O'Flaherty and Alan Quinlan live from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at 2:30 on Saturday. John Duggan will be presenting the show from 1:00 on Newstalk.
Looking forward to it. Cameron, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.